tweeted about us about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, it made a massive difference, to be honest with you. We went from, like, having, like, no following at all social-wise to almost, like, 15,000 in the space of about an hour. And that was just on Twitter, and then the rest of it just carried on building. So it was awesome. Like, I mean, we got so much following from all over the place because of it. It was funny that he played for United at the time, like, and obviously... Some of the lads back home was like, oh, don't even get involved with him, you know what I mean? Like, he's a mank, but it's just one of them, isn't it? Like, I mean, he's a scouser at the end of the day. And, you know, he's done well for us, and his missus, Colleen, has been really, really nice to us and helped us out when he can and stuff, like, with regards to tweeting and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, we're not that bothered at the end of the day that he plays for Man United. I mean, it would have been nice to see him in our shirt, but it weren't to be.
And the captain scores! James Milner has put Liverpool in front. Nice little flick back from Coutinho. Oh, and Sturridge completes the move with a delightful placement into the far corner.
Am I in love with Jurgen Klopp? I'm not too sure yet. I like his attitude and I like some of the stuff he's doing on the sidelines in just terms of like showing his personality to the fans. But apart from that, I can't see that he's done anything dramatically different at the moment. I think you can see Liverpool trying to change the style of play. And I know he's stuck with a really bad team, but it's been left over from Rodgers. But I don't know. I think it's going to take time to show us what Jurgen Klopp can do. And hopefully, I mean, that's going to be next year or the year after when he starts signing some players. I don't want to make a snap judgment on Klopp because I just don't feel like it's his team. There's nothing here.